Blog Talk Radio
presents the Blog Radio Show.
Everybody, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. We're going to have some fun tonight. Tonight, we got a great night and for a great cause, for great people. And I'm so happy that I could be part of it. We're going to have actually five comedians on tonight, great comedians. And it's all for the love of Jody and Vinny. And we cannot wait to help them out. It's a story that I'm going to let Vinny tell because he can tell better. But before we start, let me just say thank you to one of our sponsors, and very appropriately so, Take a Break from Cancer.org, for Pete's sake. And what we're doing tonight is we do have, we've got five stand-up comics that are going to do 10-minute sets. I'm not sure if Vinny's going to do a set, but we've got five comics set up here to do 10-minute sets for you guys to have fun. And in the meantime, we're trying to raise money for Vinnie Mark and his wife, Jody Wiener. Like I said, Vinnie can tell this story a lot better than I can. So with me now is Vinnie Mark. Vinnie, how are you, sir?
Hi, Joanne. How you doing? First, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I love
it.
You, Vinnie. Please. Vinnie's been on before, guys. So if you've listened to the show, you know Vinnie.
Yeah, and so I don't forget, I want to thank all the comedians participating, too, and just, you know, donating their time and just to, you know, make the time to do this. It's really cool. I mean, it's fun. It's I never heard of comedy on the radio, but I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys do.
You know what? I thought of it this way. Remember how in the old days we had to listen to, well, not us, but they had to listen to the radio to have entertainment?
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
That's right.
If you want to sit around your radio and listen and have a good time, we're here to do that for you. And in the process, if you can, we're helping you out, making you all laugh. If you can help us out, any donation will do. It is appreciated. And Vin, I don't know how to tell people the GoFundMe link to read it. So I know we've been posting it, but how do people go to the GoFundMe link if I tell them over the air how to get there?
Well, I don't even know exactly because I didn't set it up, but I mean it was set up by Arlene Brees Entertainment, but I mean I know it's been really good. It's been actually amazing. She set it up several months ago, but it's on my Facebook page, which is Vinnie Mark, VinnieMark, I guess, and then also your Facebook page, right? Your show, you have it, the link there. People could, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know how. I don't even, you know. This is all still new to me. I mean, even though it's been a 9-year journey, but I think, I don't even know if people can just search it on the actual GoFundMe thing, but
I think
they'll guide them.
Yeah, I think you have to go GoFundMe.com/ and then whatever you have your title set up.
Oh, yeah, Vinnie Mark and Jody Wiener. I don't even, I don't know. I thought it would be on whatever it is. It's on your, if they know how to get to your Facebook page, right? I'm sure, right?
Yeah,
they
of course. No. I just wanted to tell them how to do it over the air.
No,
that's all.
Oh, I know. I appreciate it. This has been, I'm in like such a fog because, I mean, it's been a 9-year thing. You know, Jody, my wife, got diagnosed with esophageal cancer 9 years ago now. It's going to be 9 years. She beats that. Then 2 years later, she gets breast cancer. Then 3 years after that, she gets a different esophageal cancer and survives that, which beat all odds. It was only 12 surgeons in the country that could do that type of surgery.
Oh, my God.
And then we get the double punch in the stomach last year. Well, it's past December, where I get diagnosed with cancer, which is normally not a big deal for prostate cancer, which is what I got diagnosed with. But I had the worst version, which is, without getting into details, was just a very aggressive one. And my prostate was, you know, a normal man's prostate, the size of a walnut, they say. Mine was bigger than a baseball. So they had to have, I didn't have the option of radiation or any, I had to have surgery, and there was a lot of complications during the surgery, which, and then while that was going on, we find out that my wife, Jody, after beating three cancers, she's been diagnosed with dementia. That was the big, that's the 1-2 punch in the stomach. So I'm dealing with that right now. I'm her 24/7 caretaker right now, trying to take care of her. And, you know, it's just, I can't believe, you know, it's such a horrible disease, and to be in the front row watching this is just...
And she's a young woman, too, no less.
She's 63. Yeah, she's 63. Yeah. And, you know, she was obviously a professional comedian, entertainer. And about, I'd say about a year and a half ago, you know, the doctors all said we missed it. You know, we missed it. They were thinking because it was maybe side effects of her medication, chemo brain from all her treatments. They thought she had a little bit of a, you know, she had a little bit of in and out fogginess, balance issues. She had a fall. She broke, broke a femur on top of all of that. Just had really, and then they just figured it out. They said, you know what? Well, they did a CT scan and MRI, and it all came back very, very bad. So I just can't even believe I'm talking about this. So
I know, and I'm so sorry.
And I'll never, and I won't stick, and I'm not going to stick her in a facility. You know, I feel very passionate about that. I don't know if your listeners really, you know, I just won't do it. I can't do it. I would never do it. And I'm not going to do that. So, you know, I'm going to just keep her at home, and I'm going to try to fund it and get it figured out. You know,
And yeah, God, on top of trying to bring her home to stay with you, and you know, for you to care for her, I mean, your hospital bills alone must be phenomenal. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, they were up there, and it's just the other costs. You know, the certain things that are just your things you don't even think of. You know, just again, like when I had to go for my surgery and be in the hospital, and I had to have people take care of her, and.
Right.
And all these other things that we had to have brought in for her. We had to have the house, like it's a handicap house, so modified, and, you know, and just, I mean, I have to do all the transfers. She's in a wheelchair, you know.
Right.
And it's just, you know, it's just she's dealt a really bad hand because she beat two aggressive, really tough cancers. Esophageal cancer, people know, is like, you know, she had a 12% chance of beating her, and she beat it. And the breast cancer was manageable. You know, she had the surgery. But now to find out that the dementia is going to be the thing that's, like, you know, unfortunately going to be the one that's really unbeaten because it's not reversible. You know, it just gets worse, progressively worse. And, you know, there's no other way to put it, but it sucks, you know.
I know.
But
and
when,
you're...
When we're standing at that altar, you know, all these people, in sickness and in health, you know, they just skip right over that, you know.
Well, you are an amazing man. You are an amazing man, and Jody is wonderful as well. And to prove that, tonight your friends have all come together to help, and we've got a great night with Peter Sasso, Helene Witt, Jeff Greenberg, Debbie Baza, and Ralph Anthony wanted to join us. I was very happy when he said he wanted to come on board. So that was great.
Yeah. And that's, great people to just say, hey, I want to jump on and help. And it's just, and that's the fun thing about just, I mean, the upside is just, I'm noticing all the random acts of kindness that I've been going through this 9 years. I'm just, you really just notice all these unbelievable things that, just, you know, whether it's just today, FedEx pulled up at the back door, and we got a case of, you know, Omaha steaks and burgers and stuff. And, you know, just from a friend and a relative did that. It's just kind of cool.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Keeps me.
Well, I think we have Peter on the phone. Peter, is that you?
Well, hang up on him.
Yes.
Oh, there's Peter Sasso, everybody.
Yeah, long time listener, the first time caller.
Oh, nice. Yes. Thank you so much. We're
hey,
glad
Pete,
to
how
have you,
doing? You
on tonight, and thank you so
right,
much.
Vince. Yeah, thanks
Vinny
for having me.
Oh, no, Vinny was just letting everybody know why we're here and that, you know, it's going to be like in the olden days when you sat around the fireplace, around the radio and listened to a show, you know? It's going to be
right.
a night of comedy like that, so. But,
okay.
Yeah, well, Vinny, I don't know if you wanted to stick around or...
Yeah, well, I don't... I mean,
no, I work alone. I work alone.
Oh, I forgot to bring the snare and the cymbal to do sound tonight. I'm sorry.
I'm sure someone will have one. But, no, actually, I have to get back to Jody pretty soon anyway. I can't, like I said,
yeah.
I'm taking care of it. But I'm definitely going to be listening. I'm going to, tune in. But I just, I love, Peter and I have worked cruise ships for 1,000 years, worked together, and they traveled all over the world. And I mean, the amount of laughs that we had and the amount of great times, I mean, he knows what I'm saying right now. And, to think that, what was it? Jesus, how many years, Peter, has it been?
We
started in the 90s, right?
In the 90s. 25,
30,
maybe?
Yeah, 25. Well, wow. Yeah, and just laying on the deck, getting our tan, thinking we're big shots.
Yeah.
Who knew we'd be on the radio show?
I'll tell her about the pranks he used to pull.
Yes, please. Yes.
He was an expert.
Now, I think I would have got fired in 9 seconds if I did those pranks now. Yeah. Not that they weren't politically correct or anything, just hysterical. He'll tell you great stories about that. We had more laughs. Off and on stage, and just unbelievable. But yeah, but Pete, thanks so much for doing this, and thanks to all the comedians that are doing this, and thanks to everybody who's listening. I mean, how many listeners do you have, Joanne?
I don't know. I won't know till the end of the show, hon.
Well, right now,
usually it's 55 million worldwide. Whether they tune in the same time is up to them.
Wow. I can't see how they wouldn't.
You know,
but
no, a lot of people download it after the fact. You know, a lot of people don't listen live, so, you know, that's the way life is now. People, they're running around. I'll listen later. I'm, you know, whatever. But, you know.
Yeah.
But, well, everybody, we are here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Vinny. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what a crazy thing. What is it? It's April 21st, and I live up in the Adirondack Mountains. We had snow today. We had actually snow on April 21st. That stuck to the ground. Yeah, we had about an inch and a half of snow.
Wow. Yeah, we had hail.
Yeah, so I gotta go out and shovel.
All right. Well, everybody, Vinny Mark, we are here tonight to celebrate Vinny Mark and Jody Wiener. Anything you can do to help is great. Go to GoFundMe.com. Jody Wiener and Vinny Mark, Cancer Strikes Again. And anything you can do to help, we'd appreciate it.
Yes.
So coming up, we've got 5 great comedians. And joining us now, Mr. Peter Sasso. Peter, how are you, sir?
I'm okay. I'm pretty good.
Well, thank you for joining me. Thank you so much. We're going to have a good time tonight. Come on.
I'm going to be listening.
You know,
listening
the thing about Vinny is, because he had
thank you.
Yeah, good off, Ben.
trying to mess up your timing.
Oh God!
the thing that he mentioned about being funny on and off stage—it's true. Vinny is one of the, you know, he's really funny on stage, and he's off stage, he's extremely funny. On the ship, he used to pull little practical jokes. The main one he used to do on the ships was that he would—it's called a retractable dollar, I think it was called. He would put a dollar bill on the floor that's attached to this like fishing type wire that you couldn't see. People would come over, bend over, pick it up, and he'd snap it back, and it'd be just so funny. Over and over and over, everybody would fall for the same joke. And then he decided to take his little pranks out into one of the islands, which was at the time was the Bahamas.
Yeah.
He had this idea of going into all these different stores, and what he would do is he would go over to a corner of one of the stores, like behind the box or something, or behind the display counter, and he'd all of a sudden come out with a little mouse in his hand, all right? And it wasn't really a mouse. It was like a hand puppet. It was like a finger puppet. But the way he handled it, it looked just like a mouse. So the clerks would scream and run out into the street, and it was very, very funny. And we both realized that we missed a golden opportunity. We should have taped it, and at that we could have had a really good DVD on our hands if we did that. But that's something he's always very funny off stage, and of course on stage. And Jody's the same way. Great act, and she was just very funny and very pleasant to be around.
Right.
And of course, the pandemic thing didn't help.
Right.
Because it's funny. I was thinking about the pandemic, and you probably find this to be true. You're thinking about things that you never even considered before, like simple items become so important to you, like toilet paper. I remember for a while there with the toilet paper, it was like the holy grail.
That was crazy.
It's funny, but things have changed. I saw a guy in the grocery store online. He had one roll of toilet paper. One.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what's he trying to quit? I noticed it was 100% recycled toilet paper. I'm thinking, how is that a good thing? But everything is so different. I found my wife threw me a birthday party. During the year, I almost killed myself trying to blow out the candles through the plexiglass. And oh, by the way, I forgot to thank Arlene Brief Entertainment for setting this up for me. She's been very, very good to all of us comedians, and she's one that helped me out with this thing. What else? There's phobias, like with all these like germophobes, especially now with the virus. It's kind of rough, and I've had a lot of problems. I've had a lot of psychosomatic problems. You know what those are? Psychosomatic.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of those. Well, that's what my gynecologist keeps telling me. But I have another phobia. I have a fear of snakes. One time I saw a snake in my backyard. I hit it with a shovel. I cut it in half. I didn't have cable for a week. Watching TV, right? Watching TV. Everybody's watching a lot more TV now, right?
We've
been watching these TV shows and everything. And the thing is, I'm starting to notice things on TV and with commercials and shows that I never noticed before because I'm watching so much. Like, for example, I was thinking the other day, Charlie Sheen, right? He looks nothing like his brother, Emilio Estevez, right? But they both look like the father, Martin Sheen. I don't get it. I never understood that. And all these shows about and movies about zombies lately, I'm watching them all. And I've decided I can never be a zombie because too much walking. tonight I saw a commercial, online gambling. They're really pushing the online gambling thing now, right? That's great. So now they figured out a way you can lose the house without leaving it. Yeah, very good. Then I'm watching CNN. They're interviewing the Prime Minister of Japan. He says Tokyo is 100% Americanized. I'm thinking, no way, there's not one person there that speaks Spanish. Then we have Cuba. Cuba's in the news. They opened up, listen to this, they opened up a Gold's Gym in Havana, Cuba. I'm thinking to myself, can you imagine the line for that rowing machine? Another thing I noticed was that cloning. Remember, what's not on TV anymore? Remember years ago how controversial sheep cloning used to be?
Yeah.
You're very controversial. Now you don't hear a word about it anymore. You know why? Because it was a scam. People finally woke up and realized every sheep looks exactly the same, right? So how can you tell if it's a clone? Right, that's true. And my favorite commercial, Geico. Geico has been running this commercial now for a while. They keep asking you if you're paying too much for your car insurance.
Yeah.
Now they're sending out emails with that question. I got one the other day, and I'm insured by them. I'm waiting for the laugh to subside. Okay, now it's okay.
I had to answer the phone. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
The viewing audience. Listening audience. Oh, and then a guy came on TV. He said he was an expert on identity theft. He said identity theft. That's when someone takes your name and spends all your money. I'm thinking, isn't that marriage? Another thing that a lot of couples have experienced this through the pandemic, no one's going out to eat anymore. People really want to go out to eat, right? Couples and everybody. And my wife wanted to go to one of those places, where the Asian guy prepares the food right in front of you.
Yeah.
That kind of a place.
So
I took her to Subway, I love that joke. And also, you know, as a result of the lockdown, now I have to talk to my wife a lot more, you know, and I can't escape. But turns out she's pretty interesting.
I'm afraid what you're going to say.
Oh, and this is right from the start of this pandemic, my wife tells me, listen, don't think I'm going to start doing everything for you. You know, don't even bother asking. Right. And the ironic part is her name is Alexa. Another thing, never politics with the wife. Politics with the wife, I find you can't do. Whenever you talk to your wife about politics, you always come down to one question. They want a woman president. Most women want that. They want a woman president. So I think I cut my wife. I beat it to the punch. I said, what exactly would happen, do you think, if a woman became president? She said, well, for one thing, there wouldn't be any more wars. I said, that's true. And there also wouldn't be a moment's peace. So that's my moment of peace.
I can't believe I didn't bring out the snare and the cymbals. Oh, my
that
God.
Would have been perfect.
Oh,
but thank you so
thank
much
you
for
so
having
much,
me on.
Peter.
This
was so funny. Thank you. I had a lot of fun. I love that you guys are doing this because I could use a good laugh myself, and I'm so happy that you guys are coming on. I love
that's
hearing
good.
Comedians that I've never heard before. For the first time, and oh my God, and I love Vinny to death. I mean, he's been on the show
nice.
Before, so, and the fact that you guys are doing it is fabulous. So, thank you so much, everybody. That was Peter Sasso. Peter, where can folks find out more information about you?
Well, just contact Arlene Brief Entertainment, and
yep.
she'll let you know. And I want to thank you and her again for this. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Peter. Have a good night.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, Peter was so funny. Oh, my God. You know, I hope you guys are enjoying this as much as me. And now coming up, we've got the hilarious Helene Hewitt, and I cannot wait to introduce her to you again. We're here for Vinnie Mark and Jody Wiener. If you guys want to donate to their GoFundMe page, it's GoFundMe, Jody Wiener and Vinnie Mark. Cancer Strikes Again. Anything you can help out is appreciated. Thank you so much. Welcome to the show. Helene, how are you?
How'd you know I was here?
I got your number.
That's great. That's great. Thank you so much. I am here, and we are here for a good cause, and I donated. I'm happy to do that, and I honor and respect what they're going through, and the least I can do is to help, and that's how I feel. But back to the comedy part of the show. I am a retired New York City school teacher, and
I know. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, please. Oh, do you want to ask me? Go ahead. Ask me.
Yeah, so the kids must have thought you were crazy in school because I'm sure you were very comedic in school, no?
Yeah, that's funny. You know, if there was a kid who always did the same thing every day, I'd say, oh, it's time for the so-and-so, you know, Meshuggah program. You know, of the day, you know, like I did make to be very strict and mean. And the kids were very tough. Like this boy, Steven Jefferson, he used to melt crayons on the radiator. Who knew that he'd end up being the biggest crack cocaine methamphetamine dealer in all of New York City?
Who knew?
So I did what any teacher would do. I had him come to career day and share with the children how he got so successful. I didn't teach that. But, you know, the kids in my class were a little rude. I mean, like when we were young, we used to pick our teeth, but not with my car antenna. And we used to carve our sweetheart's name in the desk when the desks were made out of wood. These kids carved their sweetheart's name in their sweetheart.
Oh, God.
Those tough kids, yeah. And you walk in the building, you see the school colors, black and blue and dried blood red. And that's on the teachers. I mean, tough. The valedictorian was missing from the Honor Society graduation. So that night I turn on the TV. She's on America's Most Wanted. Very tough. And, you know, when we were young, we used to chew our pencils, very innocent. These kids swallowed the erasers. and wash it down with vodka. Second grade? Come on. Very tough. And, you know, I'm getting older. You can't see me, but I'm 71. And when we were young, we used to sing the birthday song, you know, are you one, are you two, are you three? And that's how I used to sing it with my kids. But then when I retired, my friends and I would sing our birthday song like this, lumbar one, L2, L3. But I like getting older because I have a positive attitude. Like I'm losing my hair, but I know where it's going. It's going to my knuckles. So if I fall and I can't get up, at least I have a buffer. And you can't see me, but I have these bags under my eyes, and I'm thinking, if they had these bags in the Rockaways during Hurricane Sandy, the F train never would have stopped running.
Oh God, you're funny.
Yeah. I like to laugh at myself. You know, is this a clean show, or could I say a joke that's a little below?
You can say anything you want, darling, anything you want.
You know, I'm 71, and 2 years ago I was blowing out my candles at a comedy party they made me, and I made my wish, and you're not allowed to tell your wish then, but I can tell you now, I wish for 69, my 69th birthday. And, you know, I'm glad I'm not teaching anymore, because the kids today get participation trophies, which means they get an award just for showing up. That would have been good on my honeymoon. In fact, both my honeymoons, because I was married twice, because they participated, but very little was accomplished. Yeah, I was married to a Jewish guy and a Chinese guy. So people say, what's the difference? And, you know, with the politically correctness, you got to be careful. But let's face it, they were a little frugal and they drive terribly, both of them. Ooh, that's politically incorrect. You can't say that. Well, you know, I live in an Asian neighborhood in Flushing, Queens, and I swear this is true. Yesterday I drove out of Rite Aid and the arrow said go the other way and I was going backwards. And there was a man, his child, and a woman driver, all Asian. And they were telling me what a bad driver I was. And that was, you know, between being a woman and being Jewish. Oh boy, they're being stereotypical, these people. Hey, it's usually the other way around. So that was kind of funny. But you know, you have to be careful with this political correctness. The other day I saw Cosby's name and I got shut down from the show. They gave everyone their money back. My goodness. Can I just talk about the Huxtables? Okay, I admit it. I said that I was telling a Quaalude story, and I said something about what Bill Cosby gave the girls. But, you know, I was just explaining who he was. Okay, back to a serious subject. Yes? Were you going to say
something? No, I was going to say, is that a true story?
Yeah, it happened this week, yeah.
Kidding.
There's a story I tell about taking Quaalude by mistake when I was my first day of teaching, because I went to a hippie party in 1971, and I actually was given a Quaalude, and I didn't take it, but then I had cramps the next day. I may as well tell you the story, because I have a few minutes, and I took the Quaalude
by mistake, right?
What?
I said you may as well, yeah.
Because I have the time. And then it was the end of the year, and I didn't even have my degree yet. And I knew I was going to teach, and I was at this, what we used to call a hippie party, and I didn't really take the drug. So I was telling the audience, which was family friendly, do not ever take drugs. I told the story, and I made it like a little teachable moment. And there were children in the audience, and I did say Bill Cosby allegedly gave, it's the drug, the Quaalude is the drug that he allegedly gave to the women. That's all I said. I didn't promote drugs. Well, I was shut down. The audience got a letter that if they wanted their money back, they could have it. Oh, my goodness. That is a true story, unfortunately.
That's crazy.
That went my big career. Yeah,
that's crazy.
One of my friends said, yeah, go ahead.
What's so politically correct about the man? He raped these women. Sorry, he's in jail, and that's what he did. You're speaking the truth. I mean, come on.
I was identifying him. Well, you know, I only say that because once I used that, and it got a laugh, so I used it again, but I have to be careful. I was telling the children who I saw right on the Zoom, this is a lesson in not taking drugs. I said I did the drug, but I didn't take it at the party because I wanted to be cool, but I didn't want to really take it because I was going to teach the next day. It was on top of my Midol jar, on top of the cotton ball. And then I took it by mistake. I had cramps, and then I was bouncing into the books and tripping over everything, and I let the kids out an hour early, and the punchline was, and they made me principal of the school in September. You know, I just talking about drugs, I just wanted to say that when I was teaching, they never gave us money for supplies in my school. So I was teaching measurement. I went home. I brought in my bathroom scale, my Weight Watchers scale, and my cocaine scale. I'm only kidding. I never went to Weight Watchers. Well, I did, but I like the tray that they have on top of the scale. You could put a nice banana split with a lot of whipped cream and syrup on there. Foxes, you bet. Well, that's about my time, isn't it?
Yes, and I thank you so much. Oh, my God. Helene, you're so funny, my God. Oh, I needed a good laugh.
Thank you
so much, honey.
Thank you for having me.
And where can people find out more about you, darling?
Well, I'm on Facebook under my name. It's a little challenging to spell it. My mother tried to be different. It's Helene. It's like Elaine with an H in front of it. And my last name is Witt, Witt.
Cool. Oh, Elaine, thank you so much. That was so much
fun.
Thank you. Elaine Witt, everybody. Thank you, Elaine. Take care. Bye-bye.
Helene, it has an H in front of it.
Yeah, I said Helene.
Said Elaine. Okay, I'll go.
I said Helene. I'm sorry. I might not have said it. I said Helene. Of course I did. Yes. Well, thank you again. Helene. I love it. It was so funny. Thank you so much. Take care, everybody. All right. Well, oh, man. I don't know if this is a caller here. Hello. Welcome to Applause Radio Show.
Yeah, I'm just listening to find out if you guys are funny.
I think they're funny. Are you having fun?
I just got here about 30 seconds ago, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. So did you have a question or are you just listening in?
Just listening.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold, honey. Hold on. So anyway, oh, my God, that was so funny. Helene Witt and Peter Sasso, thank you so much for taking part, and thank you to Arlene Brief Entertainment. And we're going to have more fun. In the meantime, we're going to wait for Jeff Greenberg to join us. He's our next comedian that's coming up. And I hope you guys are all enjoying yourselves. And if you want to find out more about these guys, you can check them out you just go to the internet and put their names in, Peter Sasso and Helene Witt, H-E-L, not Elaine, Helene Witt, W-I-T-T. And get more information on them. They're hysterical. Oh, my God. I needed a good laugh. And you know what? We need to make Vinny laugh. I mean, he's taking care of Jody. We need your help. And if you can, go to the GoFundMe page. It's GoFundMe.com. Jody Wiener and Vinny Mark, Cancer Strikes Again. And if there's anything you can do to help out, it is appreciated. Pardon me. Oh, I just got great news today. My boyfriend, Michael Cole, is coming back. Michael played the white guy on the Mod Squad. And that's how he likes to be known, too. I played the white guy at his new book, and he's coming back on the 30th. So I'm very excited to have Michael back. So you guys want to take a break with a song? Let's see. Oh, God, I'm excited now. They woke me up and made me laugh. And I've got one of my favorite songs on here, Vehicle by Ides of March. Jim Peterick was on a couple weeks ago, and this is Jim Peterick with Ida March, Vehicle. And coming up at 8:40, comedian Jeff Greenberg. Thanks, guys. Hang on. Here we go.
Hey, well, I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. But now I'm sure you know that I love you.
I need you.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Take it to Hollywood. But if you want to see just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. I want you, got to have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Hop inside my car. I got tickets, candy, I'm a local man. Take it to the nearest car. I'm your vehicle, babe. Take it anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya.
Love
I need ya.
Need
I want ya, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Don't you know I love you?
Love
I
you.
Need you.
Need
I
you.
Want you just to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Ooh. You know I love you.
Love
I
you.
Need you.
Need
I
you.
Want you. Got to have your child.
Great God,
great God in heaven, you know I
love you. Man, that's got to be one of my favorite all-time songs. I'm telling you, when I first heard that, that song's got everything in it, everything. It's got rock, it's got jazz, it's got horns, it's got soul, it's got, oh, man, everything in it. And he's only 17-year-old voice like that. Oh, my, and he's a musical genius. Oh, my God. Those who don't know Jim, Jim Peterik also co-founded Survivor, wrote Eye of the Tiger. He's worked with so many other bands, my God. So anyway, yeah, it was a lot of fun having him on the show too. So I enjoyed getting to know him and hanging out. So we're waiting for Jeff Greenberg. He's up next. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. And again, we are here to help Vinnie Mark and Jody Wiener in any way we possibly can to help them with their fight with the God, life, cancer. It's horrible. And everything they're going through. So again, we've got to tell you guys to go to GoFundMe.com. Jody Wiener and Vinnie Mark, Cancer Strikes Again. And all the comedians tonight are brought to you by Arlene Brief Entertainment. So coming up, we've got Mr. Jeff Greenberg, and I cannot wait for you guys to hear him. He is hysterical too. I'm enjoying myself, and I hope you guys are too. Mr. Greenberg, how are you, sir?
Oh, hi, Joanne. I'm doing okay. You know,
well, thank you so much for calling and being part of the show. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you having me on. I know it's for a great cause for Vinny and Jody. So I'm definitely happy to entertain and hopefully raise some money. And
excellent. So how you doing today? Everything's good for you?
So far, you know, everything's fine. You know, I had my I had my second shot of Pfizer 2 weeks ago. There was no reaction. I thought the pharmacist would at least crack a smile.
I'm going to try that when I go to my shot next week. I'm going to say, oh, no reaction.
Actually, you know something? I had my shot. I live in Wayne in New Jersey, and I had my shot up in Newton, New Jersey. You know, that's way western, northwestern part of Jersey. I think it's between Hootenville and Pixley, you know.
Yeah, right.
For all you Petticoat Junction fans out there.
Yeah.
So what happened was that I wasn't sure how long it was going to take me, so I actually got there pretty early, so I had some time to kill. So I went over to Costco to get a bunch of steaks, you know.
Yeah.
And so when I got up to the Rite Aid up there to get my Pfizer, I asked them, this is for my first shot, I asked them if I can use their special freezer to put my steaks in until I can get back, you know, for the second shot. You know? they didn't want that at all.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't think they'd go for that.
the only thing that bothered me is that the person that was giving me the shot was the same person that was selling lottery tickets like 2 minutes before, you know?
Yeah, right.
So I felt a little uncomfortable with that, you know?
Just a little. Just a little bit, right? Yeah, I thought it was weird too that, you know, here he was doing this and then he came and met me in a room and, you know, went right back. I thought it was weird too, but anyway. So you're in Wayne, New Jersey?
Yeah, I live in Wayne. I've been here since 1992. It's just me, my wife, and our dog Piper. So
yeah,
late in life, Joanne.
Yeah.
I'm 62 now. We got married 8 years ago when we were both 54. Mm. That was the first time either of us have been married. So, you know, most people when they get married, they're usually in their early to mid 20s, something like that. And usually usually the bridal registry is usually like Bloomingdale's, Macy's, right? So my wife was registered at CVS Pharmacy, you know. So we didn't need the pots and pans. We needed the diabetic socks, you know, heating pads. When we met with the caterer, and the caterer said to me, "Jeff, who's going to walk her down the aisle?" I said, "We're going to need a walker for down the aisle." Oh my God, what can I say? Mm. So
CVS would be my choice too.
Actually, you know what CVS Pharmacy is really good for? It's great when you need a measuring tool for social distancing. You take their receipts, and it's like the 6 foot receipts. You'll know right away you're 6 feet away from that.
Right, right.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so people ask me, you know, Jeff, you know, what have been asking like months ago, when do you think this is going to be all over? Give me a sign when you think pandemic is over or, you know, everything's back to normal. I said, when you see Dr. Fauci on Dancing with the Stars, you know, that's when you know we're back to normal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yep. And it may happen, too.
Actually, Dr. Fauci, I mean, he's all over the place now. I mean, you know, every time I turn on the news, is it different? You know, it's like this, whether it's Beat the Press or Face the Nation or MSNBC show, he's all over the place. I mean, this morning, I picked him up on my electric toothbrush. That's how bad it is, you know? Wear your mask. Wear your mask. You know, I don't know. Oh, boy.
I know.
It's a rough life, you know.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. My act is so bad. I mean, just to give you how bad my act is, you know, people were wearing masks in the crowd before the pandemic. That's how bad it is. And people ask me, you know, Jeff, what's the, you know, because I'm doing a lot of Zoom comedy over the last year. And people ask me, what's the difference between doing comedy on Zoom versus being on the stage? And I said, for me, it really is the same. Either way, I don't hear any laughs. Except yours. There you go. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sure. So what's new with you, Joanne? What's happening? What's
nothing. I'm in Clifton, hon. I was going to ask you, do you know if they...
In Clifton.
Oh, yeah, you're kidding.
My wife lives in the Oldwood section of Clifton. You know, she grew up, you know, right by, like, near Plox.
By the high school area, yeah.
Yeah, yep. I grew up in Livingston, you know.
Oh, okay. Yep. I was going to ask, and in Wayne, did they build that Wawa, or was it a Wawa?
It's going to be built. You know, it's going to be built. You know, it's interesting, because I take my dog around Packinac Lake, you know, every Saturday, go for a walk, and there's lawn signs. Half the lawn signs are saying, oh, you know, we love our first responders, you know. The other half of the lawn signs are like, stop the Wawa, you know. So I'm saying, oh, my God. You know, what are people's priorities, you know? It's like they don't care about getting the virus. They don't care about the people that are helping us. But all they care about is the Wawa, you know, on there.
Yeah. I work in that area, and I remember when a lot of the stores had the signs to ban it or whatever, and I was like, why? What's the problem? I asked one of the merchants at the store, and she goes, we just don't want it. And I couldn't understand why. I mean, what's the reason why they don't want it?
I don't get it. I mean, it's a major highway. I mean, it's not as – I mean, right now, it used to be a candy store that went out of business. You know, you know, Nagel's candy. And then they had – you know, and then they had the little diner there, you know. But right now there's nothing. I mean, it's just, so you must have something there. I mean, what's the difference?
Is it they didn't flatten it though, right? It's still standing.
No, the building's just still there. So it wouldn't be up there for quite a while either. And everything. And it took a while. There's one up there in Fairfield, right where Route 46 meets Passaic Avenue. There's a they put a used to be an office building there. They knocked that down, but it took a while to get the Wawa up there. But you know what it is. It's also not just the store, but they also have the gas station there too. You know.
Right. Yeah, but you know what? I don't know about you, but me personally, I mean, if I go somewhere all the time, and just because they built a Wawa, I'm not going to run in there. Why am I going to change my habit? You know.
Yeah, I mean, plus they have also on, you know, in that area 23, and also where the Wawa is now, they have a Quick Check, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been to too many Wawas. There's one in Parsippany, but I'm so used to, like, the Quick Checks and getting the coffee there and things like that. And, you know, I'm kind of used
to
that.
Right, so you'll continue to go to Quick Check, right?
I'm used to Quick Check, you know.
Right.
No, what I like about Quick Check is that they put those timers on their coffee urns, you know. So supposedly the coffee is only there for 20 minutes. Like, you can't – they'll get rid of any unused coffee after 20 minutes, you know.
I don't drink coffee.
I don't think they actually do it, but they do put the alarms on there. So, but, you know, the customers think they're getting fresh coffee
all the time. Yeah. That's the second coffee conversation I had today. I don't drink it. So that's why when somebody talks to me about it, I don't forget about it. But yeah, no, I don't pay attention to that.
Drinking. Well, you know what is, I do a lot of, because I do mortgages like during the day. That's my, you know, because Zoom comedy's just not paying the bills.
Right. Well,
I'm doing,
have you?
So I drink a lot of coffee because I'm always, you know, before the pandemic, I'm always meeting people at Panera Breads and Starbucks and this and that. So I'm always, I'm not a schnorrer, so I don't like to be in somebody's establishment and not buy something. So I'm always buying a cup of coffee. So usually I'm having like 6 or 7 cups during the day, and I'm a little on that. But,
if you weren't doing Zoom, where would you be performing right about now if things were, you know, you have anything lined up coming up?
Not too far from Clifton. I was a regular at a Tierney's Tavern in Montclair.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They have Sunday comics. They were doing every Sunday night a show. It's a great venue, and hoping that'll open up soon. And I was there, you know, I was also in New York a lot at the Broadway Comedy Club and the Greenwich Village Comedy Club and the comic. In fact, tomorrow night I'm going to be at the Comic Strip live on 2nd Avenue.
Cool.
Gladys Simon's comedy room. And that's going to be the first time since last March that I'll be performing, you know, because now that I'm vaccinated, I figured, you know, I'm going to do that. And what's nice, I'll get to see a number of people I've become friendly with through the Zoom shows, because we do every Wednesday night, we do a Zoom comedy, the Gladys Simon comedy party. So a number of people friendly with Zoom, so I get to, you know, at least now meet in person. So that's going to, you know, people I've met before but haven't seen in a while. So that's good on there. So,
now, what I loved, did you ever do Rascals, Jeff?
No, I didn't do Rascals, no.
I loved Rascals. I used to
Rascals
like
is
every,
great.
Every weekend. I loved going on the weekend.
Yeah. My first, people ask me, Jeff, what was the first thing you ever did as far as comedy goes? And I said, the first, I consider doing my bar mitzvah. You know, I was bar mitzvahed in 1971.
Yeah.
Temple Beth Shalom, Kingston. Well, the thing about it is that I did the entire bar mitzvah in the voice of Larry from the Three Stooges. You know,
God.
Hey, Rabbi, you know, half Torah, I'll do the whole thing. I'm warning you. Hey, Uncle Timo, you brought a family of five. The check better be more than $35, I'll tell you that.
You sound just like him.
Oh, thanks. I'm a big Three Stooges fan. I love, you know, even to this day, since I was a little kid, they're my favorites. I watch them all the time. They're very good if you get a little down, to a little depressed. You put on a Stooges episode, it just gets you going, you know.
Yeah.
Remind me tomorrow.
See you later. I'll make a note of it. Oh, nice guy, eh? Oh, no, Mo. The alligator bit off the top of my shoe.
What's the problem with that?
It had my toes in it.
Why, I oughta.
No.
Right.
Wow. Great job. Great job. Sounded great. Do you know we had Curly's grandson on here? Do you know him?
Oh, I know Brad. Yeah. We did a show together.
Yeah, nice guy.
We did, my friends Doug Max and Tom Mongelli, they do a podcast called Funny Talk with Mongelli and Max. And we had, and they know I do the Three Stooges, so we did a podcast. We had Brad Server come on, and we did all kinds of different scripts with the Stooges. Curly G, you know?
Yep, the Curly G show.
It was a lot of fun. I love it, you know?
Yeah. Nice. Well, Jeff, was great. It was great hanging out with you tonight. I thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Joanne. Again, for all the people out there in radio, internet land, please support our friends, Vinny and Jody. And that's it. I'll let everybody get back down to the planet Earth now, you know?
Yeah, well, oh, my God, you were so funny. Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you. And where can people find out more information about you?
Before you do, let me know. I'm more than happy to help out in any way.
Thank you. And where can people find out more about you, where they can see you're playing? I know you said you're playing next week, so where can they get all the information?
They can find me on Facebook, you'll see my picture of me, Jeff Greenberg, on Facebook, and I look like a little like Rodney Dangerfield, so and I post stuff where I'm going to be and whatnot, so but that's a good place to find, you know, right on Facebook there. I will start
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Jeff Greenberg, everybody. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Jeff. Thank you so much. I had a lot of fun.
Take care now. All right.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Jeff Greenberg, everybody. Oh, boy. He's talking about the old neighborhood where I work, actually. I have a feeling we may work together. I don't know, but I have to talk to him about that. But again, everybody, We are here tonight to help raise some money for Vinnie Mark and Jody Wiener to help them out in their cause. Right now they're dealing with a lot of medical issues. And if you go to GoFundMe.com, Jody Wiener and Vinnie Mark, Cancer Strikes Again, and help out in any way you can. We'd appreciate it. We've got two more great comedians coming up, Debbie Baza and Ralph Anthony. Oh, my God, I think we're going to be laughing our asses off pretty heavy next, what time is it, 8:55? With the, I'd say the next 20 minutes, we're going to have a good time. And I'm so glad I'm doing this, too, because I needed to pick me up. As I said, I don't know if you guys are from the area in Jersey, North Jersey. Was it Livingston or West Orange? Jesus, I don't even know now. Oh, my God. Rascals was there, and it was a comedy club. And it was so nice. I mean, it wasn't New York comedy clubs, obviously, but the upstairs you had dinner, and downstairs was the show, and I saw some amazing comedians there, and I love going to see comedians that I've never heard before, and those are usually the funniest ones, and that's, I'm enjoying everybody that's on tonight because I've never seen their act other than Vinny's, and well, not seen it, but heard it, and I'm having a lot of fun, and I thank you guys for please doing this and helping Vinny out, and to Arlene Brief Entertainment for getting these guys together. And if you want to know more about these guys, you could also go to Arlene Brief Entertainment to get more information on them. What do you guys want to hear? We'll play a quick song while we wait for Debbie. All right, let's see. What do I got lined up here that we could all have fun listening to? Oh, God, you guys would love this. Another Ides of March. Remember I said Jim Peterick co-wrote Eye of the Tiger. This is the Ides of March performing Eye of the Tiger. Check this out. It is really good. All right, while we wait for Debbie Baza, here we go. Ides of March, Eye of the Tiger. Right, all right. Sorry about that, guys. We're on a strict schedule tonight, and next coming up is we're going to have a lot of fun. We have coming up next comedian Debbie Bazza. I cannot wait to have her on. Debbie, how are you?
Great,
hello.
Thank you. Can you
Thanks
hear me?
Thanks for joining us tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh, I wouldn't want to lose it. A fundraiser for Vinny and Jody. I'm so glad that you asked me. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you so
thank
much for
you.
Having me a part of this great charity.
Yes, yes. That's what we're letting everybody know. If they want to help out and if they can help out, go to GoFundMe.com. Jody Wiener and Vinny Mark, Cancer Strikes Again. And anything you can do to help is appreciated, folks. And we hope you're having a good time. And now, again, Ms. Debbie Mazza. Debbie, how are you? We're glad to have you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's actually Debbie Mazza. Debbie Mazza is the famous actress. I wish I
oh,
was.
My, you, no,
I wish I had
you're
going to
kill me, Deb. Deb. I can't read my own handwriting. That's the problem. I have
it's
it right
okay.
here. I got it right here. Debbie Mazza. It's right there. And I've said it. I when I looked over to the left, I was looking at something else, and I can't see. I'm sorry, honey.
That's all right. I'm surprised I caught it. This is my fourth last name. I've been married 3 times. So.
That's too funny. Oh, my God. Well, it's been a long night for me, too, but I'm having a great time.
Of course. You started at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, I'm having a good time, though. Everybody's been hysterical, and we've got someone holding on the line listening the whole time, so which is great. I love it. Other than them listening at home, they're actually listening live with us. Before we go on, if you don't mind me saying, that was Eyes of March playing Eye of the Tiger. But remember, guys, he wrote the song. That's Jim Peterik wrote that song. So that's the version you heard. So I hope you like that. So Debbie, everything's good? Where are you calling me from, New York?
I'm calling from the Bronx.
Ah, the Bronx.
Yes.
The Bronx is up and the battery's down.
I love that show. That was so good, Meltoon.
So you, how long have you known Vinny and Jody?
I actually know Arlene and Jeff. And
oh,
I
okay.
I've had the opportunity to work with Vinny, through the years. But when I was asked to do the fundraiser, I mean, because I just said yes right away, and, you know, for both of them, of course.
Of course. I know when yeah. I heard, too, when I heard that Vinny was having such, I knew he was already going through it, you know, taking care of Jody and
yeah.
everything. And then when I heard about him, I was just like, oh, my God, there's got to be something I could do to help, you know. So
yes,
I'm just
yes.
glad
well,
everybody.
My second husband got cancer, a glioblastoma, and I can only imagine, you know, trying to take care of him if I was sick, too. I mean, you know, it's just. How much could one person do, especially if they're also ill?
Right. And he wants to care for her at home. So, you know, that's part of why we're trying to raise some money so he's able to do that, so he could be with her. I mean, he loves her dearly. And,
beautiful
you know.
Girl. Yes.
Mm.
You know,
he's an amazing guy, too. He's such an amazing guy for what he does. And he's so sweet. And, you know, when Arlene mentioned it to me, and, you know, we said, let's throw this together real quick. And we did. And you guys all came together and appreciate that so much. So much.
We do.
So much.
Charities anyway. Why not do it for fellow comics?
Right. So have you been doing Zoom stuff too? Are you out playing again?
I actually have a Zoom show live from the Bronx with Debbie Bazza Monday to Friday, 4 p.m. Tomorrow I'm going to be will be on at 6, and I reshow it. I have an open mic at 4 p.m. on Tuesdays. If anyone, singers, comics, actors, poets, spoken word, want to, you know, take the stage, so to speak, the mic.
On Zoom?
Yes.
Really? How do you do that?
My name is Debbie Bazza, D-E-B-B-I-E-B-A-Z-Z-A. Just message me on Facebook. And I also post it on Facebook, so if you leave a little message, you know, I just have a list. And then I send everyone a Zoom link.
Yeah, did you hear that, guys? Open mic Tuesday nights with Debbie. You can do whatever you want, sing and tell jokes, anything, right? What kind of people are you having on? What have you had on?
Mostly comics. I mean, the interviews I've had a lot of, I've been very lucky. I've had Bobby Collins, Max Tuccelli.
Nice.
I've had Gladys Simon. Most comics that have made it have gone, you know, passed through her open mic. She's a cult, you know, she mentors a lot of the comics. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I enjoy everyone. I actually enjoy people that aren't famous also, because I just get a kick out of people. I enjoy them. So,
Me too. That's why I said I'm enjoying all you guys. I've never heard you all before, and I'm having so much fun. And I would do that anyway. I would go to we were talking. You're from New York. I don't know if you know Rascals. It was in New Jersey, and
I
used to go there.
Sure.
Yeah, I used to go there every weekend. I didn't care who was playing, who was there. I just would go because I needed to laugh, you know. And sometimes the ones that aren't famous are funnier.
You're right.
It's true
because a lot of the ones that are famous, they come on, they talk, and maybe we'll kibitz a little bit, but the comics that aren't as famous, they'll use it to actually do their set. So you are right about that.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to Catch a Rising Star?
I've been out
there a few times with Mike Tomasino. He put me up. Yeah,
nice.
I worked there for the weekend. He passed away recently. Poor man. I miss him.
Yeah. I haven't been there in a long time. Elaine's, I used to go to Elaine's and, you know, right on, was that 7th Ave? Was it 7th Ave?
Caroline's.
Caroline's. Yeah,
Caroline's. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to have a good time there, too. So.
That's a beautiful club.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, you know, we all need to laugh, especially when you're going through a tough time. Laughter is the best medicine. Money's even better. It helps a lot more. So come on, donate. Go to the GoFundMe.com. Jody Wiener and Vinny Marks. Cancer strikes again.
Yeah.
What, hon?
I said, give us your money. Give us your laugh. Yeah.
Oh, is there anything you want to share with us tonight?
Well, did you want me to do a set?
Come on, let's laugh. Sure, come on.
Okay, all right. I'm so glad to be here with all of you. It's such a pleasure. You know, when you introduced me as Mazza, I thought of how I've had four last names, you know, because in my family, they raised the girls to get married and have children. And I was an overweight kid, you know. So my mother sits me down and she says, you know, Deb, you're never going to set the world on fire. Why don't you lose weight and get married? So she locks up the food pantry and she gets hold of my brother, who's a biker, and she says, Vinny, you're going to have to bring over some friends for your sister. Well, the first guy was so short. I said, Ma, the guy didn't even reach my chin. Don't be so fussy, chubby. Just crouch.
Okay.
Next guy's out on parole. I said, do you know he's got a parole officer to report to? Oh, isn't that nice? He has someone to talk to. My father tries. He brings over his friend's nephew, tall, gorgeous Italian, but he don't speak a word of English. I said, we can't understand each other. He says, so what? In a couple of years, you're not going to be talking anyway. So... I married my first right out of rehab. God.
Oh,
I got to say, he was the love of my life. We did everything together. We went food shopping, the laundry, welfare, always by my side, you know. And I didn't realize it because when I would talk, sometimes it looked like he was falling asleep. And then I realized it was the heroin. He was nodding out. After I had my baby, my daughter, my mom was like, oh, how are you going to raise a baby with a drug addict? So, I mean, he did clean up his act. I mean, he got his GED, he got a job, he got a car, he was never home. So I went back home to the scene of the crime and I looked for my next husband. He was a mailman and a degenerate gambler. Yeah. We went to Vegas on a honeymoon and he spent a honeymoon in the casino.
Oh.
We went... We went classy, too. We took the train down. We ate in the dining car. Coming home, we lost everything. We were sucking on lifesavers. It was so hungry. And then we lived with his mother. We lived next door to his mother. She had a house. We were supposed to be there for 1 year. We were there 20 years. I'd still be there if both of them didn't pass. Oh, God, what a pain in the neck she was. She was one of these little Sicilian women, you know. She was like 4'8" with heels on. Knew everything. And what you didn't know, she improvised. And if you proved you were right, you know what she would say? Well, that's what I was saying. And so, yeah. Yeah, God bless her. Yeah. I felt bad, though. When I did. It was rough, though, when he was passing. You know, when he was he got sick. He was in a hospice, you know, going there, feeding him, you know, taking care of him. And yeah. Then going home and exercising, getting ready for a third husband. I mean, because that's all I was born to do was get married, you know. I'm actually divorced Bronx style. I still have my ex living with me. Yeah, we're sharing a house. I didn't want the divorce. I just figured I'd scare him into changing, and it didn't work. So we have the clause that the survivor keeps the house. And, you know, this week he was choking on dried pineapple, and it was scary, you know, because you know, you only have that moment to make up your mind what you're going to do in a crisis. It's so true. You know, I'm looking at him, and, you know, of course I had to give him the Heimlich because he looks at me, but yeah. You know, and then afterwards, you know, sometimes something just stays in your mind. I was like, why didn't I just scream? The windows were closed. Help, help, you know. And then about an hour later, I started getting angry. You know when you start getting angry, like something just, you're sorry you didn't do something differently. I said, why did I have to be there? If I'm upstairs and I hear boom, I wait 45 minutes. I go downstairs, he's laid out, and I just say, oh, help, right? You know what my mother would say? Deb, you zigged where you should have zagged. So, you won't eat anything dried anymore.
Oh, God.
I know. And people, you know, we do things together, you know. Like, we'll do things together. Like, sometimes I got to go to the store. I'll ask him to sit in the car because there's no parking. So people say, well, you know, maybe you should get back together. After 10 minutes, I know why we're apart. Yeah, it's just, he was always the type to put me down, you know. One day he came home while I'm stirring his dinner. And he says, you know, Deb, you only have half a brain. So I told him, you know how lucky you are that I only have half a brain? You think I'd be here with you if I have a whole brain? And then I started his food in the garbage. It was a stupid one now. He never said to me, I'll take you shopping, and I called him stupid. I just went shopping, right?
Oh, God.
I know. Yeah, he was a good guy. He's a good guy, yeah. It just... very old-fashioned. Like, I told him I'm old-fashioned, too. But I mean, I think he was looking for 1800 old-fashioned, you know, like a woman should know where her place is, you know.
Yeah.
He would tell me that everything would be good if I just shut the F up. I'd say, whoa, I mean, this is like the 1800s. I'm old-fashioned. Yeah. We go out, you pay. That's my old-fashioned.
Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, my God. Debbie Bazza, you are hysterical. My goodness.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for doing this tonight. We've got another comic up
pleasure.
Lined up, and I thank you so much for doing this. And where can folks find out more about you?
I'm on Debbie Bazza on Facebook and Instagram. If you want to come on my show, I have a few shows coming up. I just my friend's helping me with a fan page where I could put my shows. I mean, this is all new to me, you know, because. I'm like the 50s over here trying to get all the electronically, you know, pushed
join
into
the club.
It. But
I don't know it either.
Thank God. You know what? I've always been very lucky. Like even in school, thank God there was always someone sitting next to me that took good notes I could copy from because I always had a lot of help.
Oh, and don't forget, Debbie's got her open mic too on Tuesdays. At what time, Deb?
Yes. At 4 p.m.
4 p.m. And that's on Facebook. Facebook Live?
Yes, it is. Facebook Live.
Excellent. I'm going to let everybody know about it in case they want to join us for the open mic.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Debbie. Everybody, Debbie Baza. Thank you, Debbie.
Oh my
God. Thank you so much. We had a good time. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, boy, that was fun. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm laughing so hard tonight. I am so happy to welcome our next comedian. He came on and said, I want to do it for Vinny. And I was so happy when I heard he was joining us. And I cannot wait to hear him tonight. But real quick, guys, please, if you're having a good time, and even if you're not, I don't care. Go donate to GoFundMe.com. Jody Wiener and Vinnie Mark, Cancer Strikes Again. And coming up right now, we have Ralph Anthony. Hi, Ralph. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for doing this. When Arlene said that you were joining us, I was like, oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Oh, of course. It's the least I can do. I mean, I don't think you could be a New York comic and not know the name Vinnie Mark or Jody Wiener. I mean, I feel like they're staples of the comedy community. And Vinny, yeah. I remember, I used to hear Vinny on the radio show, Waking Up with the Wolf, when I was a kid. I used to be a barback and a busboy in a comedy club in New Paltz, New York, called the Laughing Wolf. And I remember seeing Vinny's the headshot in the office wall. I mean, I was a punk kid. I was like 14 years old, barely just got my working papers, and I saw his. I've known the name Vinnie Mark in stand-up comedy for like 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And it's awesome to now be a comic as well, and to be able to give back. It's amazing.
Right. Right. Well, are you performing now? Are you doing Zooms or anything now? Or are you waiting for the world to open up again?
No, ma'am. You gotta, if you don't adapt, you'll die.
Right.
So, as soon as live stand-up shut down, I jumped on Zoom. I think I did my first Zoom show like the last week of March. And I've been on it ever since. I mean, I've done a handful, maybe like 7 or 8 live shows, maybe. Mm. But I couldn't take the chance. I'm an only child. Both my parents are immunodeficient, and my girlfriend's mom is immunodeficient. So, you know, and also too, like you know, nobody knew what was going on, and
right.
You know, and I'll be honest with you, comedians are not known for having the best health insurance. So, you know, like, God forbid I got sick, you know, I'm not working. You know, it's a scary situation. So I was like, you know what, let me take this year. I'll write. I wrote almost, I'd say maybe like 45 minutes to an hour worth of new material. And I really like it. You know, and I just networked with comics all over the world on Zoom, and I'm very happy with that.
No, I'm enjoying it. I mean, I'm enjoying. I even the music, the musicians that are doing the lives. I'm loving that too. I'm enjoying that too.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of cool how people, you know, people just want to keep doing their thing, doing their crafts. I remember when Zoom was just happening and, you know, we were all hanging out our windows, banging on pots and pans at 7 p.m., you know, and just making the most of it. And I thought it was
right.
Really cool. People also just, like, reinvented themselves. And that's awesome.
Well, we did.
You know?
We did. The people on the East Coast did. We're the only people who didn't complain about this. It's like, what the hell? You know?
Yeah. I mean, well, you know,
it's true. It's true.
Yeah. There's a lot of nonsense sandwiched in between the East Coast and the West Coast. And,
From the East Coast all the way to the West Coast, from that on, the whole country. It's like New York and New Jersey and Connecticut. You didn't hear any bullshit come from us, you know? Wear the damn mask. Stay home, End of story. And we did it. And life went on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You had to mask up. Listen, I live in Queens. I live in Astoria. I used to walk by. I live four blocks from two of those tractor trailers, you know, where they would keep dead people. So
right.
The mobile morgues. And, you know, so listen, you can't bitch and moan. We were the epicenter of it. We got hit the hardest. And we wore a mask. We weren't, you know, it's just, we have common sense. And I don't think you find that anywhere else. I used to do this joke about how I don't care what kind of medical degrees you have or what your level of intelligence is. If you come at me with a Southern accent, I'm not taking you seriously. Like, I'm just not, okay? Like, I'll take a New Yorker with a GED over a doctor from the South with a PhD.
Hmm. A New Yorker who's a dropout, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got
I know. Yeah. You got that right, he says.
Are you kidding me? Listen, this is just wild. I've done in the last year, told jokes and talked to comics on so many. I've never called into a radio station before. This is pretty wild.
Yeah, well, I figured what we could do is like in the old days, how people used to sit around with their families and listen to entertainment on the radio, and let's do comedy for the folks, you know?
Yeah. I dig it. Now, if you could find a family that actually could sit in the same room with one another, that's fantastic.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's so true. But, you know what I mean. The old-time listening, you know. So
I get it. I think it's awesome. I love that whole era, you know.
You didn't have to get dressed. You didn't have to get dressed or anything to do this. So there you go.
I mean, have you seen some of the people shuffling around in the streets these days? It's like they're not getting ready either.
No, well, me neither. Me neither. Not at all. You know, I've said so many times I'm enjoying wearing the mask. I go out, nobody knows it's me. I look like shit. Nobody knows it's me. It's great.
Right. Yeah, I think the benefit of this last year is that we could all walk around like the people of Walmart and nobody would ever judge us.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm not going to laugh at that one anyway, but it's funny.
Is that where we're drawing the line right now?
I got to be careful.
I hear you.
A lot of people listen to the show. I got to be careful what I laugh at, you know?
Oh, I get it.
Oh, I'm only kidding, please. No, anyway, I've been having a blast tonight. I'm listening to all these comedians and that I've never heard before, and I love that I've never heard everybody before, and you guys just made fans out of me to want to see and definitely hear and see more of you guys. So I'm really enjoying myself. So I was excited to see that you jumped on, and thank you so much. That was really kind of you.
Sure. Sure. No, I'm happy to help. I feel like, I don't know. Is there like a lead into like, I mean, I have jokes. I could tell jokes. I could shoot the shit, whatever you guys want.
If you want to do a little set, let's do a set. I'm here. I'm laughing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, listen, I'll keep it short. I'm not a parent. I'm not a parent at all. I don't have any kids, but I find parents are the funniest people that I ever come across. I find parents are funny because most parents that are against bullying don't realize that they are their child's first bully.
Right.
You know, they don't want to admit it. They say it's tough parenting. No, it's just great bullying. That's what it
right,
is.
Right.
Listen, from a toddler to a teenager, all my parents did was wage psychological warfare against me. I would have rather gotten the belt because in the 80s, no one ever believed you that your bruises could be on the inside. My mother was a woman of many phrases. She used to love to say to me, don't take that tone with me, mister. And it's like, I'm sorry. When did this household turn into communist Russia, ma'am? Also, I'm six. I don't even know what the word tone means. My father was always a fan favorite of telling me to stop crying or he'll give me something to cry about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dad. Did you forget what just happened? Like, what? you literally just gave me something to cry about.
Right.
What you did 20 minutes ago, yeah, that's making me cry now and will make me cry 20 years from now in a therapist's office. My mother, she really takes the crown. Her all-time favorite saying to me was, I brought you into this world, I can take you out. I'm sorry, Mom. I don't know if you know how vaginas work. that's an exit only. Like, that's a one-lane highway. I can't go back in there. What? Oh, you just can't spread your legs and suck me back up like it was a tube from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. No. God, no. The toothpaste is already out of the tube. Oh. I'll tell you, I don't know what it is about poor parents, but they really do make the best bullies. They really do. My dad was the best bully I've ever had. If I didn't finish my dinner, he would feed it to me for breakfast the next day. I don't know if you know this, but liver and onions for dinner is terrible. reheated liver and onions for breakfast is child abuse.
Yeah.
it was so bad that I was jealous of those starving kids in Africa commercials.
Oh, God.
He used to say to me, he goes, listen, Ralph, I'm your father, not your friend. And it's like, yeah, obviously you're my father because I would never be friends with my childhood bully.
True, right?
Yeah. All right. That's great. I feel good about that. Thank you so much. This has been fun. I love it.
Yeah, that was funny. Oh, my God. Yeah, and it's so funny listening to you guys. I never know. I can't tell if you guys are being serious or not. It's so funny. I don't know whether to take you serious when you're talking to me, and I'm afraid to laugh because I don't know if you're telling me a true story or not. Like earlier, Helene was telling me a story, and I'm like, is that a true story? And she said, yeah, it is. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. I was like, what do I do? Is this, you know, I didn't know whether to laugh or not, but it was funny. Oh, my God. Well, Anthony, I'm sorry. I called you by your last name. Ralph, where can people find out more about you, honey?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram under the name RalphTheMouth81.
Oh.
Or you can go to my website, RalphTheMouth.com.
And can we find you on Arlene Brief Entertainment as well?
No, I'm not listed. I'm just kind of helping out and, you know, maybe in the future, possibly. But right now that's where you can find me on those
excellent
platforms.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I'm running out of time and I want to give the GoFundMe out one more time before I close. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph Anthony. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, ma'am.
Guys. I hope you all had a good time tonight. I got literally 40 seconds left here. It was a lot of fun. It's a first for me to do this, and I enjoyed it. I love talking to everyone. And remember, we are trying to help out Vinnie Mark and Jody Wiener tonight. If there's anything you can do to help, please go to GoFundMe.com. Jody Wiener and Vinnie Mark, Cancer Strikes Again. And if you wanted to hear more about these comedians or find out where you could see them, or if you want to have them for a party, go to Arlene Brief Entertainment. Or just like they said, go to Facebook and look for them. Thank you again to Vinnie Mark, Peter Sasso, Helene Witt, Jeff Greenberg, Debbie Bazza, Ralph Anthony, and Arlene Brief Entertainment. Take care, everybody. Be kind.